Section 3.3, Energy Absorption in Relationship to Vehicle Design and Direction of Impact. The energy absorbed by a vehicle in a crash is highly variable. Remember that force at impact is kinetic energy. The formula is Ke equals 1/2 mv squared, which translates to kinetic energy is equal to 1/2 of the mass of the vehicle, m, times its speed, v, squared. In other words, a VW bug is no match for a Mack truck traveling at a similar speed. Energy is absorbed by 1. Vehicle design, 2. The area of the vehicle struck, 3. The type of material, and 4. The support in that area of the vehicle. All vehicles have what is known as a stiffness coefficient value. This value dictates the coefficient of restitution of a given vehicle. In plain language, let's take a ball of modeling clay and a billiard ball. If we drop the billiard ball from 3 feet onto a marble floor, the ball will return to or very near the 3 feet height. That's a value of 1. When we drop the clay ball from the same 3 feet, it remains on the floor. There is no return. That is a value of 0. The billiard ball is very elastic, while the clay ball is very plastic. Vehicles are designed with both plastic and elastic values to absorb energy forces in a manner that will reduce the direct forces that reach the vehicle occupants. Energy absorption is directly dependent on vehicle speed, angles of collision, and areas of vehicle contacts. In any given collision, each vehicle will experience a delta V, or change in speed during the moment of collision. Depending on each vehicle's initial speed, this delta V takes only milliseconds. There's very little time for the vehicle components to collapse, bend, fold, or crumple in a manner that will protect the precious cargo within. A simple inline direct rear-end collision will make use of energy-absorbing bumpers on the front of the bullet vehicle and the rear of the target vehicle if both are passenger-type vehicles. Depending on the speed of the vehicle, energy forces may not be absorbed by the bumper systems alone. Large trucks do not have energy absorption bumper systems, and mass is much greater, so considerably more energy will be transmitted to the occupants. Angular collisions are different. Crashes at acute angles may be considered sideswipe collisions as opposed to 90-degree T-bone crashes. Typically, the larger the angle, the more energy is transmitted to the occupant compartment. The angles between the vehicles at collision are called principal direction of force angles and are equal and opposite as stated in Newton's laws of physics. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. One important thing to remember is that the greater the speed and mass, the more energy and force is created. No vehicle can protect people from every crash situation, even with all the safety restraint systems in use. Speed is a major factor in dictating how much energy the vehicle can absorb to protect the occupants. See footnote number 3. Footnotes for Chapter 3. Footnote 1. IPTM Traffic Accident Reconstruction Manual Chapter 1. Footnote 2. NHTSA Crash Test Research Page 1. Footnote 3. The Linear Elastic Plastic Vehicle Collision, Tawny Simon.